To whom it may concern. This is John Douglas Weirs from the Barabaraganup branch. This is my audio boo evaluation of Basecamp, Digo, Google Docs, and an extra communication tool called Skype. These four collaborative tools were chosen for internet communication by myself and my three colleagues. Let me begin by evaluating Google Docs. The main advantage of using Google Docs was convenience. Note that we all had our own Google accounts set up from a previous information management training exercise. When we first began working on our reports, the first thing we did was add the task instructions to Google Docs. This meant that we could access them immediately after signing into our accounts. Google allowed us to share common documents which could be written, rewritten, checked, and edited without having to send multiple emails with multiple attachments to each other. We chose Digo as our bookmarking site. Digo was ideal for pulling together the professional review links that we had found for researching our devices. However, I only used Digo at the beginning of the assignment because later on, I found it more convenient to keep the links stored on my own computer since the links that I found were specific to my device, not to those of my colleagues. Basecamp was great for communication between group members. In fact, we used Basecamp as our main written means of contacting each other. We did this because after we set up our Basecamp accounts, we rigged our messages so that they would be sent to our email addresses as well as the Basecamp group message bank. Unfortunately, Basecamp was no replacement for real-time discussion. It was more like a single email account which we all had access to. We had to keep either refreshing our Basecamp pages or referring to our Google email accounts where the Basecamp messages were being sent. For real group meetings, we had to use an extra web application called Skype. Skype made it possible for us to send computer-based text messages as well as chat directly to each other via conference calls. The calls we made were free, and we tried to have at least two of these real meetings per week. The trouble was, Skype did not seem to function well during bad weather, and my area recently experienced a typhoon. So what we could not discuss, we sent to each other via Basecamp. So I found Google Docs, Basecamp, and Skype to be the most suitable web tools for an information service out of the four that my group used. I will definitely be using these three applications in future projects. Thank you very much.